Honorable Chair, Excellencies, Madam Director General of the World Health Organization, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. Let me start by congratulating the late President and Vice Presidents of the 67th World Health Assembly. I'd also like to thank Madam Director General for the inspirational speech that is a reminder of the health challenges that need to be addressed. Timor-Leste is a member state of the Southeast Asia region. It's committed to the goal of nation building by establishing peace and stability. It faces a number of challenges that affect health and well-being of its people. In Timor-Leste, 70% of the population lives in rural areas in small, dispersed villages, isolated by mountainous terrain and poor road conditions. The country has made steady progress in the health sector in the last decade. Some notable achievements of the health sector include reduction in child mortality from 84 to 64 per 1,000 live births, elimination of maternal neonatal tetanus, increase in exclusive breastfeeding rate for 0 to 6 month old children from 31% in 2003 to 52% in 2010, and improvement in vaccination coverage. The usage of modern contraceptives has increased from 7% to 21%. Malaria prevalence dropped to less than 0.9 per 1,000 population, having some districts in the process of being declared malaria-free. Despite the achievements, we still face considerable challenges that include completed and finished agenda of the MDGs, addressing high levels of mother mortality rate, infant mortality rate, malnutrition, child mobility, and mortality. In addition, the country is highly vulnerable to impacts of climate change, which if unchecked, could jeopardize the current health gains. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, recently issued a report which says that the effects of climate change are already occurring in all continents and across the oceans. To sustain health gains, it will be very important for the Ministries of Health to build the climate resilience of the current action by incorporating climate risks in the climate sensitive disease programs, by building capacity of health workers and communities, and by strengthening resilience of health facilities to extreme climate and weather change. It also is essential to collaborate with other agencies like agriculture, water, sanitation, energy, transport, infrastructure, to identify risks and develop long-term sustainable health adaptation measures to climate change. The government of Timor-Leste has prioritized nutrition in its development agenda and declared its commitment through the 2010 Comoro Declaration to put an end to hunger and malnutrition. Recently, on January 9, 2014, Timor-Leste became the first country in the Asia-Pacific region to launch a national campaign under the United Nations Zero Hunger Challenge, which seeks to ensure universal access to food in the face of looming threats such as climate change. Timor-Leste Constitution embeds medical and healthcare as a fundamental right for all citizens and imposes a duty on the government to promote and establish a national health system that is universal, general, free of charge, and as far as possible, decentralized and participatory. The Minister of Health is committed to improve the situation by increasing access and coverage by the praying doctors down to the level of village or sukus, reaching a 1 by 1,500 ratio of doctor population. Introduction of domiciliary visits as one of the strategies to closely monitor health risks, health status, and introduce lifestyle modifications. Underlying the need for multi-sectoral approach to health that focuses on social, environmental, and economical determinants of health, and Ministry of Health is involving other sectors in the process of health development and involving the health sector in the development agenda of other sectors. I take this opportunity to thank all development partners and especially WHO for all support that has been provided, and we strongly request continued support from WHO to ensure universal health coverage to the population of Timor-Leste. Thank you all for your kind attention.